Coast, Wisconsin. Thanks for joining us today. As always, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. So I got this email, I think, over the weekend. I don't know when you sent it, but
I like my random weekend emails.
Yes, yeah. And no, I was like, that. Oh, this sounds very interesting. And so, Jane, have you ever been in Blue Angels F-18 fighter jet?
I have not been in a fighter jet. I was in a trick biplane, however.
Ooh, that sounds good, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was cool. We're going to talk about different shades of green.
Yes, exactly.
A little bit later.
So I've never been in any of these. The most I can say is I've been on like a very high roller coaster. But our guest for this segment is Dusty Weiss, who is the host of the Lead Balloon Podcast and president of Podcast Media, which is a podcast production company for brands in Milwaukee, based in Milwaukee. And you recently, according to you, I don't know if we've fact-checked this, are the only podcast in history to record a interviewed podcast while on an F-18.
Flying through the air, doing the loops, doing the barrel rolls, making myself completely green around the gills. Yeah, we got to make a little bit of podcast history and have some fun with it. Wow.
So how did this even happen?
So, you know my background. And by the way, it is so good to see you again.
Yeah, so good
it's
to see
been
you
a
too.
Minute. I worked in radio for 10 years, WEKZ in Monroe, WTDY in Madison, WIOD in Miami. Radio is in my blood and it's so good to be back in a radio station. By the way, the smell of coffee and cortisol in the air is really, it just brings me back home. I hear Jane laughing in the other room.
Jane gets it.
She knows. And so I worked in the news business for 10 years and I loved it. And I always, you know, colleagues from the TV stations or whatever, they would get invited to go on these ride-alongs with the Blue Angels, the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds, in these fighter jets, doing the tricks, telling the stories. And I'm like, someday that's going to be me. And so when I left
but
radio. But
more of a visual media of being able to watch people get sick
nobody
versus
wants,
on radio. You're
nobody
like,
wants
how, do we,
the radio
how do we show
guy
people this? Yes.
In that fighter plane. And so when I left radio and went down more of a public relations and marketing career path, I gave up the dream. I'm like, well, it's probably never going to happen now. And then I started Podcast Media, the company, and started the podcast, Lead Balloon. And on Lead Balloon, we tell the stories of professional communicators, professional storytellers, marketing, public relations people in the most intense situations that they've ever been in. So we did an episode with Amy Brown, who made Wendy's famous on Twitter for being snarky and in people's face. And we did an episode with the people that came up with the Snapple Lady ad campaign in the 1990s.
Oh, gosh, that's a throwback.
Does that drag you back?
Sheesh, yeah.
And it slowly dawned on me that, wait a minute, there's an opening. I could get in the back of that fighter jet again if I pitch it right. And so I went to the U.S. Navy Blue Angels, the Flight Demonstration Squadron. They've been in operation since 1946, representing the Navy and the Marine Corps as sort of like their poster child at home to tell the story of naval aviation. And I told them, I want to tell the story of these storytellers of the Blue Angels. Everybody's all about the pilots, right? Oh, the pilots are so cool. And they are. They're the coolest, most athletic people you've ever met in your life. But I wanted to tell the stories of the people who create social media content and video content for the Blue Angels, because they also have to ride in the back of those fighter planes. And not only are they flying, you know, trying to stay conscious and not...
Which I heard is hard.
Super hard.
Okay, we'll get back to that.
Super hard. But they also have to operate a DSLR camera, which normally weighs 8 pounds, but under 7 Gs weighs almost, you know, 70, 80 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
Right? And so I went out, we embedded with them at the Chicago Air and Water Show. We followed them around, watched how they did their job, learned about all this extra training that they have to go through and the G strain exercises that they have to do to keep the blood from rushing out of their head and causing them to black out in flight. And then I made my ask. I'm like, so this is really cool. You know, I what you guys are doing. Do you think I could handle it? And they're like, well, there's only one way to find out. Life dream accomplished.
All right.
Invitation to Pensacola, Florida, the Naval Air Base down there. And we got to go up and fly around with the Blue Angels for an entire hour.
You were up there for a whole hour.
A whole
hour. Did it
hour.
Go by fast, or were you like, it's only 30, minute 30, I got to get out of here?
So I'm kind of a roller coaster junkie.
Okay,
a little bit
so
of an
like
adrenaline
this
nerd. And so I loved about the first 45 minutes of it.
Okay.
All right. Ate it up. And we had the Top Gun music going on as we were coming on here. Like, I reported to the airbase at 6:15 in the morning. I got my briefing, and then I'm walking out onto the tarmac down the line of blue and gold fighter jets, and the sun is rising in the east, and I heard that music in the back of my head. I'm like, this is it. This is my Top Gun moment. Strapped into the back of that thing and blasted off.
Okay, so we have some of it. Our guest right now is Dusty Weiss, who is the podcast host of Lead Balloon and the president of Podcast Media. And we didn't know, because like you said, like the TV guys get to do this because it feels visual. But you did make a video to go along with your podcast. And I think we grabbed a little bit of the audio so people can get a feel for what your experience was like.
We coast easily up to 3,000 feet out over the inlet to the bay, and then air traffic control chimes in with our clearance up to 14,000 feet.
Blue Angel 7, climb maintain 14,000.
Most planes will make that ascent over the course of 5 minutes or so, but the Super Hornet does it in 20 seconds flat.
All right, up we go.
Here we go. Oh, yeah, baby! Yeah!
With no warning, my reaction surprises even me. I am squished back into my seat like it's a rocket launch, and I cannot contain the giddy surprise that spills out of my mouth.
Oh, sorry about that.
Hey, it's all good. Hey, we're going to do a little zero-G pushover coming up here, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, and here we go.
Ascending at upwards of 500 feet per second, Griffin eases us out of that climb into a shallow dive, and suddenly, I'm floating in my restraints. My brain struggles to mediate between what my eyes are seeing and what my inner ear is feeling, and I realize I'm grinning like an idiot as I sink back into my seat after 7 or 8 seconds of weightlessness.
Oh, what a good narration. Such a good storytelling while you're up there.
See, and that's where I push back against the, flying in a jet plane, that's a visual experience, because it's an intellectual experience as well. And so I tried to, I waxed a little bit poetic. By the way, you heard my pilot there, Lieutenant Commander Griffin Stengel from Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh!
The Wisconsin connection right there. So after he pummeled me with 7 G's of forces, and I did wind up kind of needing to take a little bit easy toward the end of the flight. Then we flew around and talked about how the Packers were doing, which was not well.
Which is not well. We beat the Bears.
We did beat the Bears.
And so, would you do it again?
Oh, in a heartbeat. As soon as I touched down, like, and I'm sitting here, I've got the AirSec bags strapped to my legs, and I didn't have to use them.
Oh, nice. Kudos.
But I'm sitting there thinking, I'm really sorry that's over. And then the whole flight back on like the 737 coming from Pensacola back to O'Hare, I'm sitting there going, this is an inferior experience to flying in the F-18. Commercial flight is ruined forever. It's just not as good.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. And so this was all just mostly to, you made a podcast out of it so people can hear it on Lead Balloon, correct?
Yep, we've got it on our YouTube page as well. We actually turned it into a video mini doc because it is kind of visual at the end of the day.
It's so worth it, Dusty, to see, because I can see you levitating in your seat.
Oh, it was so weird.
You know, when you go weightless, you can actually tell. It's wild.
There's another part where we did the 7G minimum radius turn, right? And that's basically they turn the plane sideways and then pivot as fast as they can through 360 degrees of sideways rotation, right? And somehow when they closed the cockpit canopy up, a little bug got in with me.
Oh,
and so you could see it, like, as we're getting ready for this stunt, this bug, like, lands on the canopy next to my head. And then we go into this 7G turn. I feel like I get hit by 1,200 pounds of sandbags all at once, which was insane. But this bug goes, just falls right off the canopy. Like, there's a little bit of dust in there, whatever. And every time you, like, go weightless, you go into zero-G free fall. Like, this stuff is floating around your head. It was just, it was surreal. It was dreamlike in a lot of ways.
And so which of the barrel rolls, loops, 7G, like, rate them as far as, like, most nauseating versus most fun, or whatever way you want to rank them as far as the different maneuvers and ride they give you when you're up there, how would you rank them?
All right. So I learned a little bit of terminology while we're doing this. So the 7G minimum radius turn, and thank goodness we waited towards the end of the flight to do that one, because that one was like getting hit by a truck.
Okay.
Like, again, they teach you these G strain exercises where you're supposed to lock up every muscle in the lower half of your body to push the blood that rushes out of your head back up into your brain to keep you from blacking out. But while you're doing that for 10, 15 seconds, it's like the hardest workout that you can possibly do. And so the 7G MRT, that like took it out of me.
Okay.
Like after that, I didn't feel great. It was nauseating, like running a half marathon is nauseating. Like I just didn't feel great afterwards. On the flip side, the fun stuff, there was one called something, the S. Basically what it was is the plane flips upside down and then pulls for the back half of a loop. And you're under about 4 G's of strain as you're like sliding, coasting down out the bottom of that. That was just fun.
Okay.
Like that was so cool. We did there were so many weird terms for these things. just pulling for a regular loop, that was super cool. At the beginning there, the clip that Jane played, where we just blasted straight up into the sky under about 3 or 4 G's of pressure, that was super cool. And then they call them the aileron rolls, but it's, if you're a 90s kid like me, it's the Star Fox barrel roll, right? You spin like a pig on a spit as fast as you can. That one was wild. We did that twice in 4 seconds, just like that.
All right. Well, so you recommend it for me?
Highly recommend.
Try to get this done in my lifetime.
If you can find a way into the back of an F-18 fighter jet, no regrets.
All right. Well, in the last minute that we have left, where can people find all of your podcast media, Lead Balloon?
They can check us out, podcampmedia.com/LeadBalloon. We've got the video up there. We've got all of the episodes up there as well. And then, of course, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, what have you. It's all good.
All right. Dusty Weiss, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It was so good to see you.
See you
too. Good to meet you, Jane.
All right. We're going to take a break. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.